Kof Gimel Nissen, Isru Chag Pesach, Sunday the 1st of May, Rabbi Svi Karp, waiting 6 or 3 hours.
As you heard, the shot is 6 or 3 hours. Everybody discussing how long do you keep? How long do you keep? Before we start, I just wanted to tell a little story. There was once a yid that he needed a loan. Went to his chaverim in Beis Medrash. Asked him, who has money? He needs to make an investment. He needed 500 rubles. No one had the money. No one could help him. So someone advised him, maybe go to the Poritz. The Poritz always was the count, the landlord, he was always wealthy. Maybe try him, maybe he'll have money. Maybe he'll lend you the money. So the yid goes to the Poritz and he asks for his loan. He tells him he's got an important investment. Can he invest in him a loan for a short-term loan? So the Poritz says, but I don't know who you are. I need to know if you're trustworthy. So he said, listen, my name is Pesach. My name is Pesach. Go ask anyone about, go ask the people in the town in about me. The Poritz goes to the where all the yidden are living, comes to one house, sees everyone. A few days before Pesach, everyone's cleaning in the house, everyone's getting very busy. So he says, what's the whole fuss? What's everyone getting busy cleaning? What's the whole idea? So they say, no, Pesach is coming. So he says, wow, Pesach's coming. He must be, you know, everyone's good, they're getting ready for him. Goes to the next house. They're all cleaning, busy. What's going on? No, Pesach's coming. He goes to the next house. Pesach's coming. He realizes Pesach's coming. Pesach must be the special man. He decides, you know what, he's going to give him the loan. The next day, the kid comes back to the Poritz. And he says, no, did you find out about him? He said, okay, I'll lend you the money. Two, three weeks later, he comes back to the ghetto where all the yidden are living. And he's looking for Pesach. So he asks the people, where's Pesach? They tell him, what do you mean? Pesach's gone. So he says, what do you mean Pesach's gone? He left me a choiv. So he says, yeah, but Pesach left us a choiv as well. That idea, how we feel after Pesach, may be a little bit of an anticlimax. Where are we going? What are we taking with us? So I've added there many ideas we can take with us, the emunah and these big lessons we can... Big chizuk we can take with us. I just want to focus today on one thing that we had the restriction of chametz for 8 days, and now the restriction, we don't have that restriction anymore, but we still have other restrictions the whole year round in what we eat. What we eat are kosher animals, non-kosher animals. Even after we have the kosher animals, they still need shechita. Even after we've done shechita, we still have losu b'cholov. So I'd like to focus in general on the macholos asuros of all year round in general, and in particular on waiting, on the basar b'chol of waiting between meat and milk. So we'll go from the sugya, we'll start from the sugya, and then we'll go to the rishonim, the poiskim, and we'll see the achros ha-poiskim. Be'ikah, today I'd like to know, is there a makor for 3 hours? There's a widespread minak, the yekas we know, lots of people in England as well, the key 3 hours. Is there a makor for this minhag? So we'll start from the beginning. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei, the Gemara in Chulin says the following. Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Ochal basar, someone ate meat, also lechal gvina. He can't eat cheese. Gvina muta lechal basar. If he eats cheese, he can eat meat. That's Rav Chisda. Now, if one ate meat, he has to wait before he eats cheese, but it doesn't say how long. So, if we just give a few lines later, the Gemara brings Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says, Omam Mar Ukva, Ono laha milsa, chalabach charma legavi avo. In this matter, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, with regards to my father. Wine is sour, in those days was sour, the vinegar was sour wine. So he calls himself vinegar, the son of wine. Why? The ilu avo, my father, ki ava ochel bisra ha'idno, if he would eat meat today, lo ava ochel gvina ad lamocha. Ki hashto, he would not eat cheese for another 24 hours. That's how machmir he was after he ate meat. The ilu ano, but myself, b'hosu udosu hudulay achilna. The sudosu acharita achilna. In this suda, if I eat meat, I won't eat cheese in this suda. But in the next suda, I'll eat my milchiks. So again, we haven't got a clear amount. This is the end of the Gemara, how long someone has to wait between eating meat. And we left to the Gemara that tells us between that Rav Chisda waited, his father waited 24 hours, and he waited between one meal and another. So what's the idea of one meal and another? Says the Rif, first of all, Rav Chisda, Mar Ukva was criticizing himself. He called himself vinegar, the son of wine. So that must be that, and we never saw anyone who kept less than Mar Ukva. So if he's criticizing himself and there's no one who keeps less, that's the minimum. That's the minimum. Mar Ukva is the minimum. What's this minimum of Bein Suda L'Suda? Says the Rif, it's a shiur. It's the amount of time between one meal and another. We'll see in a moment why I'm stressing that. The Rif says that it's an amount of time between one Suda and another. And the Rosh, who goes with the Shitta of the Rif, also says that it's the Zman Shiragilin Adam L'Suda. It's the time when people would normally have their next meal, which is Hainu Bein Suda's Shachris, the Suda's Arvis, between the morning meal and the evening meal. In those days, apparently, they only had two meals. They didn't have three or four meals like we have today. They had only two meals. So the Rosh is telling us that the amount of it's an amount of time between the Suda Shachris and Suda's Arvis. How long is the Bein Suda Shachris, the Suda's Arvis? So the Vilna Gaon and the Lecha Mishnah both explain the following. That there's a Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud brings different people used to eat at different amount of at different times in the day. The Gemara even brings there was a type of nation called Ludim. Rashi explains they were cannibals. They would eat straight away. They were avsonim. They were gluttons. They couldn't wait. They would eat in the first hour of the day, and the Ganovim, they would eat in the second hour of the day. The third hour of the day were Yoshim, people that didn't have to work for a living, etc. The populace ate at 4 hours a day. The employees ate at 5 hours a day, and Talmidei Chachamim ate at six in the sixth hour. They ate their first meals for the Shachris 6 hours. They'd learn till the sixth hour, which is midday. If you take, let's say, an average day of 6 to 6, in England it's more, the average day is about 7 to 7. If you take your average day, midday, so the sixth day, let's call it on a 6 to 6 day, it would be at the sixth hour, midday, 12 o'clock. That's when they would eat their first meal. So when was the next meal? The next meal was Suda's Arvis. Right? No, they never had, once everything happened while it was light, once it was getting dark, people went, it was the end of the day, that's when people had their next meal. So when's that? That's Suda's Arvis. So if you take an average day, the Arvis is going to be 6 hours later. Mimela says the Goyin, there's a Cheshbon. This Cheshbon of the Goyin is very important, you'll see why soon as well, it's going to come. The Goyin's saying that you take an average day, and a Talmid Chacham would eat at he would eat at midday. That would be his sort of shachris. So this arvis would be as soon as it got dark. So that would be in an average day. That would be 6 hours. So therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the shitta of the Rif and the Rosh, he passes like the Rif and the Rosh, and he says, therefore, a person who eats meat has to wait 6 hours. That's number one. And that's all. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. There's another shitta in the poskim, and that's the shitta of Tosfos and the Rav Yom. Tosfos says the following: when Mar Ukva says that he waited between one meal and another, Tosfos says, I'll read it out, We're not talking about the regular meals that one would have one in the morning and one in the evening. Even immediately. Tosis is telling us a new mahalach in the sugiyah. Tosis is telling us the following. Tosis is saying that when Mar Ukva didn't eat between one meal and another, it was because Chazal were makbid in the idea of Vosav Chalav that one shouldn't eat meat and milk in the same surah. When he eats meat, he should not eat milk in the same surah that he ate his meaty. But once he's into another surah, there's no problem. How long is there between one surah and another? Says Tosis, irrelevant. As long as it's a new surah, as long as he removed the table, he removed everything from the table, and he benched, it's irrelevant how long between one meal and another. So therefore, in the Rishonim, the Vayla and the Mina, we have two shittas. In other words, it goes like this. The Gemara, Alpi the Gemara, one has to wait between one meal and another. The shitta of the Rif and the Rosh. So that you have to wait between one meal and another, you can look at two ways. Is it a simon? Let's call it, is it a simon or is it a siva? What do I mean, a simon or siva? Is it that Chazal were not makbid on the surah, they were makbid on an amount of time? The moshel to the amount of time is ben surah to surah. That's the shitta of simon. The other shitta holds, the tois, that's the shitta of the Rif and the Rosh. Tois holds, no, ben surah to surah, there's a siba. The important point that Chazal wanted was that you didn't eat your meat and milk in the same meal. So now how did the poiskim achriya between these two shittas? The shit of the Tosis and the Rav Yoz on one side, and the Rif and the Rosh on the other side. So we said the Shulchan Aruch Paskins brings down one shit. He says that someone eats meat has to wait 6 hours. And we explained the cheshbon of how we got to 6 hours. The Ramah says, we're going to say 3 points. The Ramah says, V'geish Omrim, there's a shit that the Ramah brings down the Yesh Omrim of Tosis. The Ein Sorich, one does not need to wait between. One doesn't need to wait 6 hours. Rather, says the Ramah, Rak miyad im silek ubirech hashulchan im silek ubirech, he's allowed to eat. That's the first shitta. And he needs kinoch v'adocha as well. He's not waiting at all. He needs birkas hamazon and silek hashulchan and kinoch v'adocha. However, says the Ramah, v'haminag aposhut b'medinas eilu, the widespread minag in these countries, is the hamtin achra chilas b'osa shah achas, to wait 1 hour, and then they eat. However, says they eat their milchiks. However, says the Ramah, it doesn't help to wait 1 hour unless you bench as well, because this opinion is being so mechon toisus. And we said toisus holds that you need, the important factor is to be in a separate meal. So therefore, even if you're going to be mechel to wait 1 hour, you have to rely on toisus, and you still need the birkas hamozin. Where did the 1 hour come from? We'll see in a minute. The Ramah finishes by saying, V'yesh medaktikin, sorry. The Ramah finishes, V'yesh medaktikin, I'm jumping a bit. L'hamtin shay shois, there are those that are medaktik to wait 6 hours, like the Shulchan Aruch, V'chay nochon la'asois, and that's the correct thing to do. The Prima Gonim says that's takad aloch alamaisa. Now, let's just summarize what the Ramah said. Let's summarize what happened. The Shulchan Aruch took on the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh. The Ramah came and brought a Yesh Omrim, the Shitta of the Tosis and the Rav Yah, that you can, it, as long as it's between one meal and another. The Ramah also brought that there's a minhag to wait 1 hour. The minhag to wait 1 hour also needs Birkas Hamazon. And the Ramah said that Yesh Medaktikin are not going to wait 6 hours. The question is, where did the 1 hour come from? So the Goyin says that the 1 hour of the Ramah came from the Zoya. It means the following. The Zohar is makbid that a person shouldn't eat within a certain time frame, and Surah the Suda. The Roshan of the Zohar is Misha Ochal Hai Michra, the Ipasa Bacharov, the Chada, the Shata Chada, the Surah Tachada. Then it's spiritually harmful for a person. So therefore, what comes out is that even if they rely on, in Alpi the Gemara, we're relying on Toysus that you have to wait and Surah the Suda, but there's still the Zohar, which is like a Mishnah. If you're choshish for the Zohar, they will still have to be choshish for the Zohar, and therefore they wait 1 hour. So, if we just summarize what we've said until now, we said that there's two shittas. It comes out that there's two shittas. One opinion is 6 hours, and one opinion is 1 hour. The opinion of 1 hour still needs Birkas HaMazon. Agav, I'm just mentioning that even if you wait 6 hours, the post can say you also need Birkas HaMazon. The question is, is there a makor for 3 hours? So that's what people say, that there's no makor. People, you know, people say, you hear people saying, apparently there's no makor for 3 hours. There's only a makor for 6 and 1, and that's what we saw now in Shulchan Aruch Ramban. There's only an opinion for 6 and 1. My grandfather, Olav Shalom, was old-fashioned yekka. He kept 3 hours. He kept 3 hours. It's hard to believe that someone like that, and all the other yekkas that are so medakik v'alocha, and maybe the Danish people as well, are so makvid in everything they do, that they're doing something without a basis. So therefore, what could be the makar? People say there's no makar. People say there's no. There's svarim that's written that it's hard to find a makar. There's no makar. However, we can say one of two things, maybe even three. If we have time, we'll see how much time there's. There's two things we can say. First of all, it could be that they saw mechon toisus. That means we saw that the people that are noig like toisus between one meal and another, they also were machmir an hour because of the zoya. So it could be that the people who keep 3 hours really, really they were relying on toisus. That all you need is bein suda v'suda. They were machmir not 1 hour, they were machmir 3 hours. So it's a chumrah of 1 hour. That's one way to understand it. And then that became the halacha, because minhag Yisrael halacha. That's one way. However, there's a Shem Sparach, we found more than that. There's a sefer of Rav David Pardor, Mizmor LeDavid, that the Darkei Teshuva brings him down, that he brings the following, I'll read the Loshen. Says the Darkei Teshuva, Rav David Pardor lived about 300 years ago, And he wrote the following. So I'm quoting the Darkei Teshuva. Darkei Teshuva says, "I'm Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, Shal Rav David Pardor, Shehevi minag mikama makomos." He brings a minag from many places. She'ein mamtinin achar abosor rakimul shoyz bekiruv. They only wait almost 3 hours. They wait 3 hours. But afilu bekayitz, even in the summer. I'll explain. V'yesh leminag hazeh al mal lismach. Says Rav David Pardor, they have what to rely on. Why? If it was in the winter, it would already be time for the next suda. So to explain this, Mizmor LeDavid will say like the following. What's the reason that one has to wait the 6 hours? So Rashi says the reason is because meat is moishach tam. The taste lingers. How long does the taste linger for? So that's what Marufa came to say, that between one meal and another. The amount of time, says the Rif and the Rosh, between one meal and another. That's how long the taste will linger for. Which we said at Cheshbon of the Lechem Mishnah in the Goyim, that's 6 hours. However, when we said the Cheshbon, we said that we took an average day. And that's also Mashmah in the Rosh, that you should take an average day to make this Cheshbon. At midday, till Sudas Erev will be 6 hours. That's in an average day. However, says the Rodovich Pardor, Gewaldiger Einfall. That if you take the shortest day of the year, then let's again take our Talmud Chacham. Now, why are we going with the Talmud Chacham? I didn't mention. Because Mar Ukva was a Talmud Chacham. So he was waiting between one meal and another, the amount of time between one meal and another. And we have to work out according to how his one meal and another, it was an amount of time. So therefore, we took Mar Ukva, who was a Talmud Chacham, as the example. And that came to 6 hours. However, says Rav David Pardor, if you take a day in the winter, it will end up that your Sudas Arvis will actually be 3 hours later. Could be 3 hours later, will already be Sudas Arvis. One could theoretically eat then. So therefore, it comes out that you see how long is the minimum amount of time that the taste could linger for. Could be 3 hours. So if you see, says the Rav David Pardor, Mimele Muchach, it's Muchach, that it's not, it doesn't, you don't have to be choshes that it lingers for longer than that. You don't have to worry that the taste is moshach time for longer than that. Therefore, the whole year round, it's not going to change in summer how long the taste lingers for. Therefore, the whole year round, one can keep 3 hours. So Baruch Hashem, that's the second makar for 3 hours. Agav, we should just mention that the poskim say that someone who doesn't have a minhag to keep less, if someone's minhag is 6 hours, they're not allowed to change to go to a lower minhag. So even though we have found, Baruch Hashem, we found the gezunta makor for the minhag of 3 hours, someone who's from home doesn't have that minhag is not allowed to change. Rosh Hashanah Orbach, I saw brought down, says that women before they mekabel themselves to take on 6 hours, if they have a minhag to give 3 hours or 1 hour before they take on 6 hours, they should be very careful, because it's very hard. Someone who wasn't brought up like that, and especially they have to deal in the kitchen, they should be very careful before they take on the minhag of 6 hours. That's la halacha lemaisa. Baruch Hashem, we said two makoros for the minhag of 3 hours. What would be a nafka mina between the two makoros? So there's a shaila. What if a person's mesupik, if he's not sure if he's waited 6 hours? So the Yad Yehuda, which that's how we keep the halacha, I mean, really the post came a machmir, like the Yad Yehuda says that if a person's mesupik, he has to know that it's been 6 hours. However, the Da'at Ketshuva brings down poskim that hold that the matzav of sofek, there can be makel. Why? What's the reasoning? Says the Da'at Ketshuva, because it's a sfeik sfeika. What's a sfeik sfeika? Maybe you've waited 6 hours. The person is a subak whether he waited 6 hours. Maybe he's waited 6 hours. Even if he hasn't waited 6 hours, maybe the halach is like the other rishonim will hold that you can keep 1 hour, when sudah to sudah, 1 hour. So therefore, even if he's masupak, it's a sfeik sfeika, and he's allowed to eat if he's masupak if 6 hours have passed. So here will come an afkamina. What's the two makoros? If we go over what we said, one reason for 3 hours is really we're relying on Tosfos, that you have to go over in Suda to Suda. However, we machmir on top of Tosfos, that one should wait 3 hours. But really we're relying on Tosfos. The shit of Tosfos. The other makor was that no, we're not going with Tosfos, we're really going with the Rif and the Rosh. That it's an amount of time between one Suda and another. However, how did we calculate between one Suda and another was with the minimum amount of time, the minimum amount of days. That was the two mahalchim. So now let's go back to our sfeik sfeika. Our sfeik sfeika was saying that a person who keeps 6 hours, he's not sure whether his 6 hours have passed. So what do we say? We said it's a sofek, maybe the 6 hours have passed, maybe they haven't. And even if they haven't, maybe the halach is like the other shitta, like toises. So now if we go back to our person, we go back to the people who keep 3 hours, would they be able to have this sfeik sfeika? So it depends. If they're really going with Tosfos, so then they don't have a sfeik sfeika to rely on. Make sense? Look, on the sfeik sfeika says like this: a person's mesupak. Let's say a person's mesupak where the 6 hours have passed, right? But we said there's two opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion holds 6 hours, and one opinion holds 1 hour. Ben suda to suda.
6 hours is 6 hours. That's the 6th hour.
Oh, that's another shayla. Into the 6th hour. The people that wait there as well. And we just want to say just enough kamina between the two makoros that we bought. Let's go back to the sfeik sfeika. A person is mesupak whether he waited 6 hours. So the Da'at Ketshuva brings post. Can we say that he's allowed to eat in the case of a sofek? Why? Because we said before that there's two shittas in a shoinim. There's a shitta that holds 6 hours, and there's a shitta who holds 1 hour. So if the poskim said that it's a sofek who the halacha is like. Really, the Shulchan Aruch's machriya 6 hours, but we still relying that maybe in the back of our minds, maybe there's still an opinion who holds 1 hour. So that's sofek number one. Even if the halacha is not like that, the halacha is 6 hours. But this person is masufik, maybe he really has waited 6 hours. So therefore he's got a sfeik sfeika. Now my question is, someone who waits 3 hours, can he rely on the sfeik sfeika? So if the makar of 3 hours is really that we're going with the Rif, we machmir like the Rif, only what? There's a kul in the Rif, because the feed the Rif and the Rosh, the feed the Rif and we made a cheshbon, that it's an amount of time. Well, how long is that amount of time? He said it's an amount of time we worked out. Be 6 hours, but we said of Dov Pardom Elecheshvin that the Shio Ben Suda Surah can also be 3 hours. So therefore, it could really be we're going with the Rif and the Rosh. So if we're going with the Rif and the Rosh, that's the Shita of 3 hours, then it comes out that a person who's Mesupak, whether he's waited 3 hours, a person who keeps 3 hours, he's Mesupak, has he waited 3 hours? So we can say the same thing. Yeah. Maybe I've kept 3 hours, maybe I haven't. But even if I haven't kept 3 hours, maybe the Loch is like Toysvus, that I have to keep 1 hour. So he can also have that Eta. However, if the Makar is like the first Makar we said, that let's say a person, really, we're relying on Tosfos. Like the minhag that Ramah brought down, they were machmer an extra hour. So this minhag is machmer 3 hours. But it's a chumrah of 3 hours, but really we're relying on Tosfos. So we make a lactosis. So therefore now, a person who's masufik whether he's kept 3 hours. So very nice, he's got a sofik whether he's kept 3 hours or not. But there's no other rishonim. He's already been vimakel on lactosis. There's no way for him to be makel. The poskim lemaisa said even someone who keeps 6 hours shouldn't keep the sofik, but especially someone who keeps 3 hours the chora is already being makel, should rather know that he's kept his full 3 hours. There's also, we don't have time to say everything, but there was also Makar, Ebbet mentioned that. That's right. Mentioned that there was a minhag of into the sixth hour. It's from the Rambam. The Rambam says Kamoy Sheishois, and the reason is because of Basar Ben Hashinayim. There's also Rabban Yeruchim who mentions Mefurish that the Basar Ben Hashinayim is only 3 hours, but we're not going to have time to explain all of that. That's the big Makar Rabban Yeruchim, who actually was a Rishon, a Talmud. He lived about 800 years ago, was a Talmud of the Rosh, and he lived in Germany. And he taka says black on white that this idea of being Basar Ben Hashinayim, the reason that the Rambam brings down is only 3 hours. So that's another makor for the minhag of 3 hours. I just want to end off with 9:40, right? I just want to end off with a little bit of Divrei Chizuk in the Indian of Macholos Asurois. There's a very interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We know that all the Roman rulers throughout the generations were all the big, very big anti-Semites. They always wanted to make gzeiros on the Yidden and always caused problems. There was one Roman ruler that it was an exception. Antoninus, his name was Antoninus, and he was very close to Rebbe. And the Gemara tells amazing stories how he befriended Rebbe and he learned from Rebbe. He used to go learn by Rebbe in private. No one knew about it. The Roman authorities obviously couldn't know about it. And he sent money once with a shliach. He covered it with some. He sent sacks of money and he covered it with other things. He smuggled the money to Rebbe. Rebbe sent him a message, I don't need the money, because we know the Rebbe was very wealthy. And he said, no, you should keep the money, because even though I'm good to you Jews, but they'll become Roman emperors, that they will be bad to the Yidden, and you'll need the money then. I'll give you heavy taxes. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi says that the Soif Yom of this Antoninus became so close to Rebbe, he learned from him Torah, and in the end he became Jewish himself, and he gave himself a bris milah. So Tosafot brings down what was special. That all these Roman emperors, they were all such big anti-Semites, but when it came to Antoninus, he was so close to the Yidden and he even became Jewish himself. What was the reason? So the Tosafot brings a fascinating Midrash. The Midrash says Chol of Matame, Chol of Matayr. That milk can be metame, milk can be metayer. There was a story that Rebbe's father, in the time when Rebbe was a child, there was a gzera that one couldn't do bris milah. But Rebbe's parents gave him a milah. The generals saw that they'd given him milah, and they said, we're taking you to the Caesar, to show the Caesar, and you're going to be chayav misa. On the way, the plan was that there was a goyish mother. She swapped her baby with Rebbe, and she swapped the baby, and she held this child, Rebbe, and Rebbe's mother took this goyish child. They went to the Caesar, and they saw that there was actually no bris milah. So there was no chiyuv misa, and the taka saw a big miracle. The first original general who wanted to machayev the misa saw this amazing miracle, and he recounted he took away the whole gzera of milah. But what happened in the interim was that this Rebbe's mother was looking after this child. She was feeding this child. Who was this child? This child became Antoninus. He became the ruler. So the Midrash is telling us that that short while that she fed this child, that kosher milk had an effect on him, that he became close to the Jews. He even became a Jew himself. That's the powerful effect that it had on him. And I heard an amazing thing that a friend of mine told me, that he heard from one of the heads of Arachim. Arachim is a seminar. They have Shabbatons for people, Balei Tshuva. They have a formula. Their formula is that they have shiurim, and they have one-on-ones, chavrusas. They learn with these people, and they makarav them, they bring them on. And the next seminar, the next Shabbaton, what's their formula? Their formula is that even if these people don't connect to the shiurim, they don't partake in the chavrusas and the one-on-ones, they don't connect to the whole seminar, but they merely come and they eat the kosher food, that will have an effect on them, and they'll come again the next time, until they actually make them baal tshuva. That's a gewaltige chizuk for us in the Indian of watching what we eat. And we said after Pesach, even though We don't anymore have the Issa of Chometz, but the whole year round we have things we have to be makpid on what we eat. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to watch what we eat and be stuck in the sin.